Yeah, of course, yeah. That was my personal decision to come back here because after I started here, for me it was important to come back here and keep going where I started.
The manager's just said that there were quite a few other clubs interested in trying to sign you as well. What's been the ultimate decision that's prompted you to want to come back here then?
Oh yeah, I had lots of clubs that wanted to take me, but the decision to come back here was because I've been here already and I like the place, I like the team, and I'm happy to come back here.
Were there other championship clubs and clubs from overseas? Can you tell us a little bit more, possibly, as to who wanted to try and sign you?
No, just from Championship. I won't tell the names, and there were a few other clubs from Championship that wanted to sign me, but as I said, my decision has always been to come back here.
Doncaster Rovers have obviously kept a check on your progress, and you have had a little bit of an injury over the course of the past few weeks. Has everything cleared up there now?
Yeah, I've been trained for the last 2 weeks now, and yeah, everything's gone, and I can start playing.
So, looking forward to playing and playing regularly again.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I was a bit frustrating from my injury, and I worked very hard to come back very soon, and I'm happy to come back now.
Remind us, what happened to you which prompted you to go back to Manchester United?
Oh, I just pulled my hamstring, and yeah, I had to be out for 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
Shame, really, because you were just getting going, the goals were starting to flow for you, and all of a sudden you pick up a hamstring injury.
Yeah, that's part of the game, though. You know, when you do well, you can get injured, and you know, it's okay. Now I'm focused about now. Everything's gone, and can't wait to get on the pitch now.
So, how keen are you to get back into the swing of things and start scoring again?
Yeah, I'm very keen. I've seen the last game from the team, and the results have not been that great. So I'm really looking forward to help the team to get some result back, because I think we've got a good team that deserve more.
See, there you go. They've missed you in the time you've been away.
No, not missed me. I think yeah, we can do well in the next games.
It's interesting that you talk about wanting to come back because you enjoyed it here. I think the last time we spoke at Watford, you'd spoken about some of your other loan spells where something had changed, they'd changed the manager or what have you. So to be somewhere that's settled must be really important to you.
Yeah, the reason Paul is here as well, you know, helped me a lot, because you know, on the previous loan, I always had problems with you know, with changing manager, and that won't happen here, hopefully. So I think that's the best thing for a player, to feel confident from the manager.
So the team's results have dipped. How important is it over the next 5 or 6 weeks that they re-establish themselves again and kick on into mid-table and above?
Yeah, I think we gotta work hard, you know, in training to show we can do in the game, you know. I think we got the players to do that, and hopefully we can start from tomorrow.
And it's January, isn't it, that your this loan spell runs until at least? Presumably, you're starting to think beyond that now, given the fact that it's quite a quick loan spell, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a quick loan. It's just to get game time, and yeah, I think it's important. It's better than for a young player like me. It's not good to not playing. So I think it's very important to play them games till January.
Just finally, because I think you're being called upstairs. I mean, would Doncaster Rovers be a club you'd be interested in staying in till the end of the season, should the next few weeks go well for you?
Well, that's another question you should answer to me, because I don't know what Manchester United and Doncaster will do after this loan. Now I'm only concentrating on doing well in those 6 weeks, so we'll see what happens next.